Get rid of this goddamn car.
I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
My brain is like oatmeal.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now. And the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So all of you.
Okay, I got it.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're not getting out of the hood with this one. Yeah. I think the levels are fine. Anyways.
All right, cool.
You suck cock.
Fuck you.
Confirmed.
Is that how you're going to start this?
Yeah.
You know confirmed. What, dude?
We're confirmed. You suck cock.
You know what, dude? Since the last podcast, I've lost my job, lost my wife, lost my kids, and I've lost all my confidence. So you might actually steamroll me all over this one.
Yeah. You know, Sharon took the fucking kids. You're kind of a loser.
Yep.
I wonder if there's even an echo in here.
100%.
Should we just get like a bunch of like old mattresses for the? Because we're in the garage. We're in your new garage.
Yeah, I got in a new place, bitches. We got a garage, and we need mattresses. We could fucking
so,
line up mattresses.
Text 1-800 comp to fucking send us your address so we can come by and pick up your mattress.
Yeah, no. Send
1-800 comp.
Preferably very used and free. We don't care about the condition.
It doesn't matter if it has jizz stains on it.
Preferable. Yeah.
It kind of just adds character to the room.
I mean, I know my mattress has a couple with, you know, a couple beer stains and a couple fucking shit marks. I got a new mattress, by the way.
Keep talking about your mattress. You're talking about that. Keep talking about how fucking filthy and disgusting your mattress is, you piece of shit.
I forgot to put the sheets on all week. They're fine, though. They're not gross. I didn't do anything mean to them.
That's a lie.
Fuck my mattress.
You have, like, waterproof sheets because, like, your mom, like, thinks you pissed the bed. She gave you waterproof sheets.
She did give me waterproof sheets.
She's like, Javen, I know you like to drink in the bed. Wink, wink.
Yes.
A.K.A. piss your pants in your sleep.
Yeah, well, she said that only because you were there. She would have just said, you need to stop pissing the bed and shitting yourself at night.
Like, Javen, grow up. You're a fucking 37-year-old man.
It is. I'm fucking 37, have a wife and two kids, and they're fucking rotten.
Oh, you know what's
and
cool?
And not because they're mixed race. Don't
Dude,
get me on that.
Sorry. Not to fucking get sidetracked. Ooh. You know what's cool about the garage?
What?
I can smoke cigarettes in here.
Ooh, give me a cigarette.
God. No, for real. We gotta get like some sound dampening shit in here. Or,
yeah. I know my uncle has a fucking spare mattress.
I was kidding about the mattress thing.
No, it would work.
No, we could just go get like some fucking shitty old carpet or something and just like hang it on the wall. Or...
Fuck, I just threw away a shit ton of carpet shit. You're rushing the fucking
Sorry. No, I'm leaving you out here on a fucking a ledge with no lighter. Damn. Hell yeah. That's what's up. Hell yeah.
That's what's up. Fuck yeah.
So, you moved in.
Yes.
And then what have I done recently? I fucking...
You got a job.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about the job.
Yeah. You did get a job.
After
months.
After like 5 months of being unemployed.
You had to do an entire Squid Game to get the job.
Yeah, I had to kill like 12 kids.
It was a battle royale.
It was a Fortnite match.
It was a Fortnite match. Because there was a dabbing fishbowl head jacked guy. Why is everyone in Fortnite is like fuckable? Not the players. I mean the skins.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Sex sells, bitch.
Yeah.
Because I want a fat guy.
Now I know why.
I want fucking a fat guy in Fortnite. Just some blubbery mass.
Just some obese piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just some, like, Tim Dillon looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, me looking guy.
Just some Butterbean looking dude.
But I want Butterbean in Fortnite.
Butterbean in Fortnite confirmed.
Yeah.
No, for real.
We like gotta, you would nerf you too. Like you have a bigger hitbox and everything. It's just
I think that is like a fucking thing. People are like, I like playing the sexy ladies because the hitbox is smaller.
Yeah, it's some gay shit like that. I don't even think that's the case anymore. They've kind of fixed that in every game.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't play Fortnite.
Who gives a shit? Well, you do play Fortnite. You actually, I got a bone to pick with you because you played Fortnite like once. You literally picked it up for like 2 hours and then you bought a skin within those 2 hours.
I was like, fuck it.
You bought a Doom skin.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it. I'll throw $10
in a game. Fuck it. I'm unemployed.
That's $5 an hour. That's the minimum wage in Georgia. Just, you paid the minimum wage in Georgia.
I paid the minimum wage in Georgia.
So you can have
Daft Punk. I slaved away for 1 fucking hour. I sold 1 hour of my life.
Yeah.
To buy a digital thing.
I think you were unemployed too.
I was. I like had found $10 in like an old jacket or something. I was like, oh, fuck it.
Fuck it, yeah. And you mailed the $10 to the devs. It's like, give me this skin.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. Just hand it over.
Give me a cool guy's.
I wrote them a handwritten note. It was a death threat.
Yeah.
Epic was like, whoa. Okay, we'll make sure this happens.
I'm surprised. Yeah, that's such proof that fucking... That Anthrax media scare was such a fucking scam. Because it hasn't happened since.
No, I don't think anybody's mailed a death threat in years.
Some guy in, like, the FBI was laughing his ass off sending that Anthrax letter out.
He was like, this would be funny. There yeah. was no Anthrax.
Yeah, and then, like, the director of the FBI is like, you did what? Why?
I did it for a Fortnite skin.
You know what our game is. You put CP in those letters and send them out.
You indoctrinated us all. Mm-hmm. We all saw it. We're all criminals now.
We're all criminals now. Dude, I know this guy I work with. He keeps, like, croning on about becoming a lawyer and joining the FBI. He wants to go get into the FBI.
Just ripped ass. I don't know if the mic picked that up.
Probably. Well, you need to put the mic up your hold ass
on,
first.
Hold on.
Ooh, that was a rumbler. Anyway, this guy wants to join the FBI, and I kept trying to convince him that they're a league of killers and murderers, and he doesn't give a fuck. He's just like some gay, twinkish, like fucking foppish motherfucker. And
foppish is such a funny word.
Foppish. Yeah. He's just like some fucking like gay cocaine twink, and he wants to join the FBI. I'm like, you know, you would just be like, they just have you in the CP division. Crafting FBI originals.
Yeah.
You know the HBO original fucking tag in the beginning of every show? Shroom, FBI original. That's when you know the shit's good.
That's how you know it's official. It's got the anti-piracy fucking thing from the fucking like 90s.
Yeah.
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
You wouldn't fuck a kid, would you?
Jesus. All right, yeah, we're not getting out of the hood with this one.
No.
We're stuck. Guys, we're trapped.
Well, yeah, we are trapped, and I'm surrounded by cigarette smoke.
Yeah, there's no ventilation in here.
Every breath I take is full of nicotine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, though.
Every breath you take.
Every breath I take.
What is this, we're doing karaoke now? Mm. Karaoke night in the garage?
Karaoke night in the garage.
Damn. I wish I had, like, fucking mic stands. I hate holding this fucking thing.
Why though? You like holding them because you feel like a real comedian.
No, but I'm not. That's the sad part.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you've taken a dose of reality.
Yeah.
We're the furthest thing from comedians.
No.
We're the furthest thing from comedians, a.k.a. Amy Schumer.
The only funny thing about my life is how sad it is.
Yeah. Just kidding, by the way. I know Amy Schumer's Jewish, and I didn't mean that to be anti-Semitic.
Is she Jewish?
Yeah. Very Jewish.
I don't keep track.
Yeah, she's Jewish. That's why everybody hates her.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do. I know you're pro-Hamas and you're fucking...
Hey, whoa.
Just kidding. We're all pro-Israel.
I'm pro-nothing.
You're pro...
Choice.
Pro-choice. You beat me to it, by the way.
Got him. No, for real, we should just, like, duct tape, like, egg crate to the fucking, to the walls. And then we'll get a camera set up in
nowadays,
here.
Nowadays, it's like, even if you choose either side, you can't even be, like, pro this, pro that. You're like, I'm pro peace. Yeah.
And then that's a radical idea.
Yeah, it's like nuts. Like,
how do you achieve peace? And it's like, well, you kill yourself.
You give the FBI more money, apparently.
I'm like,
who's out there? Show yourself.
We've got the garage open.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, no, for real. We need to get like a fan in here or something, and then like,
who has 10,000 fans? Let us borrow one.
Yeah.
He's like 6 fans in his tiny apartment. This garage is bigger than his apartment. He has 45 fans in there.
It is a little too much.
Yeah, and his explanation's like, yeah, I was out, I got a fan, then my wife got a fan, we came back, we're like, oh, I guess we have 15
but
fans.
But it's like his apartment gets hot, and it's like, well, just do what I did and get like the blackout curtains to cover up the big ass like
how about
sliding door.
Work more and afford a better apartment, you slob.
Or just insulate your shit better. What about I don't that? Know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you could insulate it.
You could just insulate your shit better.
He's like, oh, but I cook my... I love calling people keto. As like an insult.
What are you, a keto vegan? Keto vegan?
Keto vegan. That like restricts your options to just carrots.
Yeah. Like... No, that just restricts your options to eating nothing. Mm. You just photosynthesize. You just threw that on the ground.
Who gives a shit? No, I just spit on the ground earlier.
That's crazy.
I'll sweep it.
No, we're going to make this place look like an apartment. And then I'm going to move in.
And I'm going to still spit.
I'm going to move in and I'm going to sleep on the like workbench.
Well, with a sleeping bag. Bed set up.
Yeah. I could get a midget down there.
You could have like
Oh, wait, let me be correct. Little person. My bad.
It feels more offensive.
Yeah, no, little person feels like... Midget feels like more like a like real term.
Yeah.
And then little person sounds like derogatory to me.
Sounds like... I mean, it sounds
it's like
a
kid. Oh, you're a little guy, aren't
you're just
you?
A little
you're just
dude.
A little guy.
Exactly. 100% right.
I never got that. I never understood that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you should just call them by their real names, which is Chance
Whoa.
And Amy. You know?
What is going on with my laptop right now?
What, is it fucking overheating?
No, it's like... I can't even tell what the timestamp is.
Is it still recording?
Yeah. I think we're like at the 11-minute mark. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's just lagging ass right now.
Oh. The poor laptop.
Dude, I need to fucking throw this thing in the trash.
We could take it apart and blow it out.
No, that's not the problem. It's like, it's just so old.
It is old. But, it's an old little baby. I think my sister called me and she was like, what laptop should I get? And then I actually had a lot of fun like doing some decent research looking for a good laptop.
Yeah, and then you were like, get the worst thing you can get.
Yeah, I was like, get a Surface Pro.
Get a MacBook from 10 years ago.
I was kind of tempted to get one, to be honest. Especially like an older one, not the newer one. Because the older one, it's funny. After like a year, they reduce in price by like $600. It's That's like, why so you weird. Would you ever buy a new one?
Mm. Damn. No, like for real, it sounds like shit in here.
Yeah.
Like I can tell it sounds like shit. Like I'm like, we should just go fucking get like a bunch of like shitty blankets from like Goodwill or something.
Yeah, we could do that. Or fucking get mattresses.
The mattress idea is so funny. Them. Yeah, spray paint them.
Yeah, actually maybe I will text my parents and be like, don't pick up the mattress from my uncle's. I'll just pick it up and we'll destroy it. We could like cut it in half and like put it everywhere. Like
we just have like a torn apart mattress glued, super glued to the wall.
Yeah, my roommate's like, "What the fuck?"
your roommate is not allowed in the garage. We've established this.
Oh no, I know.
They have the whole house.
Oh yeah,
they have the whole house.
Yeah, they have the living room, their bedroom, my fucking room, basically, because they're just coming in and stealing my booze.
Yeah. did they?
No, she didn't.
Okay,
but they didn't. Fuck. They're trans.
Whoa. I didn't know they were that progressive.
She, they're trans. Yeah, I know.
No, for real. We get like a bunch of mattresses. We put them up against the walls.
Yeah.
We could spray paint them. And then we get a camera. And then it looks like we're living in a dumpster. We're recording this in like...
Like we're tiny people?
Yeah,
we're
little people. Recording in a Detroit home.
That would be cool. Today we're in Minneapolis. Yeah, what if every episode we start with a new city that we're in and it's the same set?
We just change the blanket in the background.
We're in the city that never sleeps.
We just changed the blanket that's behind like us, and then we just like spray paint like a new like city name on it. Today we're in Chicago.
We're in the city that never sleeps.
It's very green out, and the paint's green.
Yeah. We should get more green screen shit. I feel like that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, should we get into green screen shit?
Yeah, I mean, we're probably tossing this episode, but it is nice to get back into the swing of things.
I don't know. I might not toss anything but your fucking salad, bitch.
All right, well, we have that.
Because I'm going to make a salad later.
Yeah, no, you're trying to fuck me.
No, I'm going to make a salad later.
You like how long my hair is and that it looks like a woman and you want to fuck me.
No.
You're disgusting. No,
I'm not into that.
You're a fucking
I'm not into that. I'm into huffing spray paint and
oh yeah, bitch.
Yeah, you open the cabinet over there and you just pull out a can and we're just like we're spraying it in the bottom of that like new trash can that you got. And just like putting our faces in it.
Damn.
What is this, the '90s? You guys huffing paint?
Oh damn, that's such a
young... I don't think I've heard of anybody huffing paint in a long time.
Dude, it's been a while.
Like,
what's the new thing? Fentanyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I'm looking for those Perk 30s.
Ugh. Hey, come on. Huff paint. Huff paint. Get sober and huff paint.
Get sober and huff paint.
Episode title, Huff Paint, bitch.
No, I think I called this one Fork Knife because you've got this fucking stupid like Nerf gun that you bought.
Yeah.
Because you're 12. Mm. You literally, like, we went to Ross to get you a fucking new wallet. You walked out with a fucking Nerf gun.
Nerf gun, hairbrush, and a wallet.
Like, how did you manage to just, like, be like, fuck it, Nerf gun?
It was $15. It looks cool.
In this economy?
In this economy, 15 can get you a Big Mac. But also, it can get you a Nerf gun.
What can get you a Big Mac is, like, 25. Let's be real.
Yeah, this is kind of true. It is funny that my new hourly wage is less money than the number two at McDonald's.
Dude, I hate
the number two is like I hate
McDonald's. Like, I don't ever really eat McDonald's, but like I went recently and like I literally got like a thing of nuggets or whatever and like fries and like a fucking high C or whatever the hell I got, whatever bullshit I was drinking, and it was like $50.
It's insane.
It was like insane. It wasn't $50, but it was like 20 something for like that and then like my friend shit, which wasn't even anything crazy.
Yeah,
I think he got like two fucking like little shitty hamburgers or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I mean, I told you that one time I like when I first moved back here, I went to McDonald's. I yelled at the person. I got up there and I'm like, what the fuck, what do you mean $20 for some nuggets? I'm like, you're robbing people. And he's like, excuse me? I'm like, you're robbing people blind. And you're, I drove off them.
Dude, you got me really good that one time when we went through the fucking the McDonald's drive-thru, like, for breakfast.
Yeah.
And they had the, like, automated, like, message thing that's like, do you want to use the rewards points today?
Yeah.
And you were like, no, fuck you. Eat a dick. And I was like, yo.
Fuck you, bitch. No. That's what it was. Fuck no, bitch.
And I was like, yo, you did not just do that to that guy. There's no way you just did that to that guy. And then you're like, no, it's an automated thing. And then someone came on and was like, hi, how can I help you today? And I was like, no fucking way. You just got me.
That was good.
No way. You just hit me with
that. I got my brother with the same shit at Panda. He got really mad at me, though. He like started hitting me and shit. They're like, would you like to try our Kung Pao chicken? And I'm like, fuck you, you fucking... Yeah, I maybe said a couple slurs.
Damn.
And then...
I didn't know you were racist like that.
Well, I mean,
listen. I didn't know you were chill like that.
I said slurs like... orange chicken and Kung Pao wasn't anything.
That's crazy.
Man. Yeah, I know.
You're gonna get canceled for that. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well,
someone's gonna listen to this, and then our careers are over.
No, our careers are over.
Our careers are over.
They haven't started.
They never will.
Actually, yeah. How funny would that be if we found stardom and then immediately got canceled and fucking thrown into?
Yeah, we're making $1 million a year.
Yeah,
and then someone finds this episode specifically and he's like, whoa, he said Kung Pao chicken at the drive-thru at Panda Express. That's racist. That's bad. Kung Pao is a slur.
Oh my god.
It gets to that point.
Yeah, we get canceled, and then Sam Hyde tweets at us that's like, I mean, I'm an asshole, but that's really far. Yeah. That's way too far.
I feel like that whole cancel culture shit's over now.
It's fucking done. No one gives it's a shit. Over. Listen, I'll say fucking.
It was cool 5 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right when we're starting to get into the industry, cancel culture's over. Yeah,
we're back. Yeah, we're so back.
I mean, didn't we talk about this like at the peak of it where it's like, isn't cancel culture, like getting canceled is kind of a fucking like a badge of honor?
It's kind of like you hit the low point and then like you skyrocket, it seems.
Yeah.
It seems to do the opposite for most people.
Yeah, because now they just go on the Daily Wire.
Yeah. And they hang themselves with
and
the
wire. And they get really, really mad at Ben Shapiro, despite being very, very, very Republican.
Fucking Ben Shapiro. I'm Ben Shapiro. I do not support what is going on in the desert area of the world. I'm not even going to say what area, but desert area. I'm going to be very vague. I do not agree with whatever's going on over there. But sometimes I do agree. But most of the time, I don't.
Yeah, the most like the most cynical fucking news report ever. Just like
I don't agree.
But, I don't agree. But maybe I do.
But maybe I do.
Depends on the context. It depends on
how I'm feeling in the morning.
If I sucked my sister's titties today,
they're depends. Milking Abby Shapiro live, and you're laughing. You're laughing.
What if Abby Shapiro cuts off her left tit in solidarity with the right?
No, that wouldn't work.
What do you mean?
That wouldn't work. Everybody would be mad.
They're already mad at
No, everybody would be mad.
They're already mad at her.
They're already mad, but everybody would be double mad.
Oh, are you saying, yeah, communist hater, but they still jerk off to her?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, true. That is from experience. Yeah, that makes sense.
They would be double mad.
Yeah. But no, I mean,
they'd be like, how could it get any worse?
Just for her, though. She's just like, I hate the left so much, I cut off my left tit. There's just a hole.
And then Ben Shapiro's like, oh no, my sister, she cut off her big, beautiful boobs.
I would cut off my balls, but they haven't dropped yet.
I would cut off my baby nuts if they would drop yet, but they haven't. So we're stuck here with my nuts tucked up far into my asshole.
Yeah. You don't need healthcare.
You don't need healthcare.
There's this thing called X-Acto knives.
And hammers.
They're $1.98, and you can buy them.
If your bone is broken and it rehealed, just break it again.
It's stronger when it heals by itself. Dude, what if we're just like watching Hulu and like the fucking like doctor ads come up? They're like, don't come into the hospital for a broken bone. When they heal by themselves after you perform a cast surgery, it actually heals stronger.
That's really nice. That's really good. I'm going to go play fork knife.
I fucking love our Daily Wire healthcare plan.
I'm going to... I love our Daily Wire healthcare plan. Now, I'm going to go play fork knife with my sister's big titty milker skin. The hitbox on that is insane.
Dude!
Abby Shapiro and fork knife?
Just fucking, just the bouncing. I mean, I would pay $100 for a video of her running right now.
I don't pay any money for anything. I don't give money to women. Women aren't even real. I've never seen a woman.
Women aren't real, but vaginas definitely are.
You know what? This is me coming out of the closet. I guess I'm an incel. Confirmed. Don't take that out of context.
This entire show is out of context. This entire show is a compilation out of context.
Yeah, everything's out of context. Nothing makes sense. This is schizophrenia manifest.
Yeah. No, okay, so there's a couple trends on YouTube that have combined into this show. The video essays. The shitty, like, low-rent comedy of, like, ha-ha, poo-poo, pee-pee. And then also just, like, what we just said. The trio.
Yeah.
The Holy Trinity.
We're fucked.
Beyond.
What if I just... Sorry. I'm thinking about rigging shit up again. I'm being, like, autistic. What if I just, like, drilled, like... Because you've got those wire hangers over there for some reason. And we could just drill...
I'm not getting laid.
I didn't see you were getting laid.
Oh, okay.
We could drill, like, screws in and then just, like, undo the coat hanger and then just, like, hang the mics, like, from the ceiling.
Ooh, that's actually not a bad idea at all. I would actually. We're going to Home Depot later today.
Yeah. Before absolutely. I gotta go to work at like.
Fucking, yeah, we'll get some. We'll get some hooks, screw them in, and then hang the fucking shit from it.
Yeah.
But I was trying to. Yeah. What was it? Shed Ass and Beyond Fucked, instead of Bed Bath and Beyond.
Shed Ass and Beyond Fucked. So like what? You're hairy.
And no, you're... no, live in a shed, but hairy works too.
Yeah, I was thinking like you
shed ass and beyond fucked.
You've got a really hairy ass.
Ooh, I like this.
It sheds all the time. Yes. And you're beyond fucked.
You're just disgusting.
You're fucking mentally fucked.
You have more in common.
No one will love you.
With a beast of the
land. You live in a closet.
Yeah. What was that old Bible tale where like some king became mad and he like started eating grass?
I don't know. I've never read the Bible.
Shut the fuck up. I'm telling you. It was a rhetorical question.
Yes,
I'm
pastor.
Telling
you a story. Yes, pastor. Thank yes, you. Father.
I love being a pastor. So there's this mad king that like I guess got cursed. He became mad. And then he just like went out naked and started eating grass like a beast, like a cow. So it's like balls were hanging out and he's just like eating grass.
He's like, yeah. He was the first hippie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He was the first hippie.
Oh, damn.
I like
how. And then his descendants grew up to be Twitch followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're fucking giving women $20 a day to see their tits.
Is the economy that fucked if we're able to give all our money to Twitch streamers?
Probably.
I might just become a Republican on the show right now.
I think I just might drop out and not care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what that guy did. I'm going to eat grass with my balls out.
Yeah. I'm going to drop out. Oh, you're still in school? Fuck no. I'm dropping out.
I'm just going to wander the world as like a weird esoteric like wizard with my balls out. And doth thee the grass and cast thine spell to... feed thine for a day.
Exactly.
Doth thou does not know what a smartphone or the economy is anymore.
But you're still eating grass?
I know nothing. Cast thine spell and drink thine goblin juice.
Ooh. Damn, those were some good ass music videos.
Oh, the fucking
fucking DJ Stormy. No, DJ
Smokey.
Smokey. Smokey. Smokey the Bear became
what
like
was
a
that
weed
fucking
icon, right?
What was that? What did he say? DJ Smokey has kidnapped me to make his fucking shitty music or whatever. DJ Smokey kidnapped me to make his shitty music.
No, he like he kidnapped me to say all this dumbass shit.
Oh yeah. He kidnapped me to say all this dumbass shit for his music video.
How did you sneak a nuke into here?
This is terrorist propaganda.
Damn, his fucking that's so good. I love that so much. Fuck.
Man, what am I doing drinking two energy drinks?
I drank three yesterday. That was bad.
Ugh.
But I needed it. Like I dude,
I'm going back to coffee. I'm fucking going back to coffee and tea, and then I'm gonna fucking.
It's hard to bring coffee into work though, because then you have to get the special cups or whatever, like the Dixies or
whatever. Oh, whatever. They fucking have coffee at my work, like fucking on tap. Oh. They got that shit on tap.
But that coffee's really good.
Yeah, it's delicious. Actually, makes my stomach like quiver and. Queef and shit.
Damn.
Coffee really fucks me up.
Really?
Yeah.
What about tea? What about like black tea? Green tea?
Not still really.
Still got caffeine.
But drink tea. Coffee really like makes my stomach like churn.
Become British.
Yeah.
Become British and put milk in tea. And
just go around like fucking.
Those biscoffs.
Oh, it's tea time. It's tea time o'clock again. Oh, it's time for fourth tea time.
Be ordinate. Abby Shapiro called it's like for they drink tea. This is American culture. It's American culture. I'm Jordan Peterson. Like I'm fucking Canadian.
Yeah, you're doing like an Irish Jordan Peterson.
Ooh, I'm Jordan Peterson. I'm out here farming my potatoes.
I think I'm Irish, which makes me a leprechaun.
I'm out here farming my potatoes.
The mythology of the leprechaun states.
You know, it's kind of crazy that leprechauns are real. I've seen them.
I am them.
I've seen them out in my meat potato farm. Because I can't actually eat potatoes. I've got genetically modified steak potatoes. They're pure beef.
Oh my God. See, Jordan Peterson really fell off the cliff, huh?
I don't know what happened to that guy. He was like, okay, here's 12 steps to rule your life. And then he's like, I lied. There's 12 more steps. I'm rewriting the Bible.
The second book was like bullshit. The sixth fucking rule was dedicated to Joe Rogan. He's like, this is a rule for Rogan.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah, don't read MSNBC.
Like, what the fuck?
It was like,
see, like, I don't.
It was
I don't...
what the sixth rule or something was like, if you become extraordinarily famous, don't forget your roots. It was like some bullshit. But it's like, who the fuck is becoming famous?
Nobody.
Your last book was like, hey, don't beat your kids and your wife. Which, hey, really relatable.
Yeah.
I have a don't domestic fucking... every fucking week.
Don't slam your goddamn wife's head in the freezer door 12 times in a row. Because that's 12 steps she will not get.
It's okay if the dinner's cold. You don't have to put her head on the grill.
That's why we invented microwaves.
Your wife can't get... That was probably the old microwave ads. Your wife can't cook? Throw it in the microwave.
Dude, there was like some fucking like book that I saw. Like, I saw the cover of it. I didn't read it, but it was like how to fucking beat your wife into submission or whatever.
Ooh.
It was like, what the fuck? The fucking 30s were wild.
Why'd they need a book?
I don't know. It was like how to train your wife like a dog.
Oh, I like that. I bet, you know.
It was really bad. I was like, this is fucked. We've come so far.
Oh, I got a fucking scandalous politician book that I found in the
garage. Yeah, you've got like the Joe Biden fucking files over there or whatever.
Dude, that book was like made in the 90s.
And then you've got like the spirit of 76.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of quotes from fucking old dead people that
really
created the worst country on the planet.
Let me grab it.
Read a Benjamin Franklin quote. This is the 12 rules for life.
Doth thou quoteth thine texture?
Yeah, Shakespeare, who started this country.
There John Bull can read my name without spectacles, and may now double his reward of £500 for my head. That is my defiance. John Hancock.
That was a precursor for the war we're in now.
Yeah.
Sending all our money to some unnamed country.
Somewhere.
I'm talking about Japan. Continue.
Okay. Fair enough. Moving
Find
on.
Find a Benjamin Franklin quote.
Benjamin Franklin. Okay. There never was a good war or a bad peace. Benjamin Franklin.
Why is this oddly fucking relatable? This
makes memes. Hold on. What? John Adams. Sir, before God, I believe the hour is come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All I have, and all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to take stake upon it. And I leave off as I began. That, live or die, survive or perish, I am for the declaration. John Adams.
Dude, your fucking like old-timey English fucking reading voice is pretty good.
Yeah, should I just do that? Fucking,
despite being
this is the whole pod I'm reading fucking like quotes
find
from.
A fucking, yeah, find a good one.
Here's another one from fucking Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
the Republican is the only form of government which is not eternally at open or secret war with the rights of mankind. Okay.
All right. Here, I got a bit.
Don't read one that I already read. That'd be dumb.
I'm not going to
We'd
do
be
that.
Doing double the content.
Yeah, for the same amount of money.
For the same amount of money, which is none. We don't get paid.
Here we go.
Hurry up. Dude, read. Dude, the whole class is watching.
That is true.
The whole class is watching.
Shit, dude, don't give me
You're anxious. On the spot. The teacher's going to fucking give you an F. Hurry the fuck up, dude.
You like unlocked a core memory. Fuck you.
Go war, on. Say the word
war
in.
War has but one thing certain, and that is to increase taxes.
That's crazy.
Oliver Anthony.
Go ahead, say the word in Huckleberry Finn that everybody wants to say, because the teacher will allow them to say it in class.
Did you
That's the only
did
pass
you,
you get.
Joke, you fuck?
Yeah, I did.
What was?
But I'm grazing over it because that's the only pass you'll ever get in your life is reading the Huckleberry Finn like book.
I'm so tempted to just say it at you right now and just call you. But I have so many other words to call
it. Like everybody in the classroom's like, oh, he's gonna say it. He's gonna fucking say it, dude.
For the loaves and fishes which arise out of war's expenses. The Unabomber.
Damn. He's in there?
He's in there. I can't believe he's in there, dude.
The spirit of, like, okay, the spirit of 76. Is this like fucking 1776? When is this?
This is 1976.
No.
What? Benjamin Franklin. He was a TikTok star. He's a TikTok star.
No, now. He was a pro skater. He was on Thrasher Mag.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin would be a pro skater.
Dude, have you seen those AI like presidents like fucking skating? There's one of like fucking Abraham Lincoln like riding a fucking board.
Oh yeah, that's a good photo. That's a really good one.
That's the only reason why I like AI is the fucking the dumb shit.
Oh
like
dude, that. This is a good one. All right. This is talking about someone's balls, by the way. Now, gentlemen, we must hang together, or assuredly, we will all hang separately.
So, what he's getting on about there is that we all have to take our balls out and be in the same room. Because if we don't, we're all going to be in separate rooms,
yes.
And then we're going to be paying women money online to hang our balls off the end of our gaming chairs. He was onto something in the 90s. He knew what was coming.
What? Nope. King George is in here.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? This is an American book. You want to hear what he said?
What does Britfart say?
Blows must decide whether they are to be subjects of this country or independent. What a pussy whip.
Let me see bit. That. Let me see that book again.
Yeah.
Let me see that book again. What if I just like threw it out the garage? George Washington, Thomas Paine.
There's not a lot of good shit in there. It's a bunch of old dead guys.
Yeah, it's old dead guys that we don't give a fuck about anymore.
If abortion is ever to be decided later in the future, I am against it. John Adams.
I, John Adams. I, John Adams. Let's see.
Benjamin Franklin spoke like four different languages. He was a badass.
Abigail Adams. What the fuck?
In the new code of laws, which I suppose...
Are you sure it isn't Abigail Shapiro?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good.
I didn't know she was in the spirit of 76 Thrasher Mag.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That's so funny, just calling this thing like, oh, dude, the spirit of 76, that was the best Thrasher Mag out there. That's the best. How do you have a copy of this, dude?
Oh, my God.
Dude, 195. That's how much this book was.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the fucking the sale price on this is fucking 98 cents. But then there's another fucking sign price on here that says 10 cents. This book really sucks. This book sucks.
It really does suck. You didn't read Abigail's quote of 2076.
Oh, I wasn't going to read about 2076.
2076.
2077.
V, listen.
Listen, democracy's gonna fall.
They're trying to ban twinks on Tinder.
You need to wake up, samurai. They're suppressing everybody. Nobody's free anymore.
But especially the gay... We're still fighting about gay rights issues in 2076. They're trying to stamp us out.
I could imagine that.
Just look at
our African American fellowship that we got going on.
The fellowship.
The fellowship of the African American. Yeah. It's just it's like what they did to the Wizard of Oz with Michael Jackson and shit. They just redo the Lord of the Rings, but it's like all like guys from the hood.
But they're trying to find fucking Dre's studio apartment.
They're like, damn, Frodo, that's a cool ass ring.
That's a cool ass grill. Hell yeah, I'm gonna
take that.
He's got a grill.
I'm gonna take
Let's
that.
Be real.
He's it's like that fucking scene in Friday where fucking
the movie's so good.
He rides up. What's his face? Rides up on his bike, and he fucking steals the gold chain off the fucking like mailman's neck and shit.
Oh.
It's like that, but with the fucking the ring.
Yeah, no, that I don't remember that scene. I don't remember.
You don't remember, dude?
No. I mean, I watched the movie with you. It was good. I remember him spacing out on the couch after he smoked weed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you high? He's like, shit, no, man. Fuck you.
It'd just be funny fucking, like, literally, like, black-casted Lord of the Rings. Fucking Gollum's like, hey, yo, Frodo over here taking a shit.
Gollum's the only white guy, let's be real.
He's out. He's, like, in Isengard. He's like, hey, Frodo's over here taking a shit. I ain't gonna tell nobody else.
Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna tell nobody else.
You kind of stepped on a gold mine, but I'm not creative enough to fucking follow this through.
What are you, fucking retarded or something?
No, I'm trying to think. Are
you special? Use your brain. You God gave you one for a reason.
I'm trying to think of, like, I'm trying to think of a famous black archer for Legolas. Something. Like, I'm trying to follow this through.
A famous black archer?
Yeah, I don't
Tiger know. Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is Legolas. Yeah.
That guy's got some aim. Yeah,
that is true.
That guy's got some aim, and he's got some game. Let's be real. Didn't he cheat on his wife, like, 8 times? Tiger Woods the GOAT.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is pretty good. Yeah. Well, Frodo's definitely... DaBaby is definitely Frodo.
No.
Because he, like, he shot and killed someone in a Walmart and got off.
Yeah, but it would be funny to, like, have Kevin Hart play, like, a big guy. We just get Kevin Hart to play, like...
Kevin Hart is fucking...
He's the Eye of Sauron.
Gandalf.
He's the Eye of Sauron.
I was like, what? What the hell are you doing over there? That is not... Wait, what the fuck does he sound like? Every time he's on a show, he's talking about, like, the positivity of the universe and shit. He's like, yeah, I'm, like, really happy all the time, man. I'm like, it's definitely not the Molly. It's definitely not the speed.
But it's not the Adderall that I'm on.
It's definitely not the fact that I'm a fucking quadrillionaire that I'm so fucking happy all the time. I'm so fucking happy. I have 15 cars in a 10-car garage. They're stacked on top of each other like a sandwich.
They're on top of each other. I got a garage.
Yeah, man. I made a BLT with a fucking cream-colored top, cream-colored bottom, and the brown car in the middle. Yeah,
no, I'm going to go back to this fucking bit that we were doing. Fucking black casting Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Cat Williams is Gollum.
Yeah.
And Smeagol.
Ooh, you know the big demon that they fought in, like, the fucking castle? The one that people fight
Oh, the
over?
Balrog?
Yeah, Balrog. That's Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is him.
He just comes out. He's like, "Raw, what's up, Gandalf?"
Yeah, he's like, "Have you ever... I love self-help books. Whoa, whoa, whoa." It just goes through. Yeah, I can see that.
And then Cat Williams, like, it goes from, like... when he's going back and forth between Smeagol and Gollum or whatever, he's like, "Hey man, I ain't gonna steal that ring from him." And then he's like, "You gotta steal the ring, you gotta steal it."
This is getting really racist, really fast.
I didn't say anything racial. That's you. You're imposing things.
No, I know.
I'm being progressive.
We gotta find someone for Gandalf and the evil one. The evil guy.
It'd be
Who's
funny.
A good duo that's like... Maybe that should be Kevin Hart and The Rock.
We get Gandalf Will Smith to be Gandalf.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Smith and then his wife Jada Pinkett
no,
to be
No,
the
we get
wizard.
Will Smith to be Gandalf. And then we get fucking Chris Rock to be the Balrog. And then he's like, "Keep my wife's name out your mouth." And then he stabs him in the heart.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
As he's, like,
I guess,
falling down in the pit.
Ooh, yeah. That's not a 3-year-old reference by now.
Who cares? It'd be funny, though.
Yeah, it is pretty funny, I guess. No, wait, what the fuck? Yeah, Will Smith is Gandalf. Who's the bad wizard?
Gandalf the White?
No, you shithead.
Because there's no, he becomes Gandalf the White later on. Yeah. What am I fucking talking about?
Gandalf the Grey and fucking... Magneto.
Yeah, Magneto.
we just Jane Pinkett Smith plays Magneto.
They're married. They're married in the movie.
"You're a stupid bitch. You're a stupid white bitch."
Gandalf shows up and he's like saying that to Jada.
Yeah, well, yeah, Will Smith, right? Will Smith is Gandalf. "You stupid what, bitch. You fucking cunt. You fucking cunt." It's like, "Man, You haven't made me come in like 4 to 5 years.
Man, I've been cheating on you this whole time, but Gandalf.
Every time you hanging out with Epstein and the FBI on the island, you come every time. He's like, yeah, stupid rock, huh?
That is really like, funny.
Damn, what kind of shit's going on here?
That is really funny to think about, like, them in wizard robes having, like, a meritable argument at, like, the top of the tower.
Yeah. And everyone's like, help me out over here, I'm getting slaughtered.
And then, everybody, everybody at the fucking, at that event was, like, they're all cast as orcs. They're just watching the whole thing like, damn. It's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, fuck.
Harvey damn. Weinstein makes a guest appearance.
Ooh,
that was his, cool. Like, weird fucking orc that was, like, kind of created after him.
Yeah. That'd be cool. He's like, fuck, dude. He's like, you two shut the fuck up or get a divorce already. Jesus Christ. We're in the Eye of Sauron. We're in a fucking
movie.
My
dick doesn't work. It fell off.
You made the most money on this goddamn set, and you won't shut the fuck up about your marriage.
Shut up. I'm making no fucking money off this.
No, they have deadlines to film this horrific idea for a movie, and they literally just leave in Jada and Will fighting on set as, like, the penultimate battle.
It's like a progressive, it's supposed to be like, you know, a progressive, like, movie, like, where they blackcast everybody, but then it's like...
It becomes the best comedy ever made.
Yeah. It's almost like on the level of, like, the scary movies.
It's perfect. Will, why do you let our son make the worst music of all time? Oh, well, I think it's pretty good. Sorry, it was a banger. That was shit. And then backwards? Fuck you.
Who would we cast as fucking what's his face and Dick Fart? The ones that set off the fireworks in the beginning of the fucking, like, movie.
Oh, the other two hobbits?
Yeah, the hobbits.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Man, we'd have to find, like, a funny, like, black duo.
Ice-T and Snoop Dogg.
Iced tea, and no. Stupid. Or we just
iced tea and vanilla ice.
Or we just fucking, like, pull a fucking. We have the only white characters in the entire movie are those two, and it's just the guys. It's just Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, they retain their roles.
Yes. They're, like, dressed as hobbits, but they've also got, like, their, like, Jay and Silent Bob outfits on.
Oh my god! Yeah,
they just have big fucking hairy feet.
Yeah. Are we gonna just ignore that they're also in blackface?
They're not in blackface.
Oh, they're in blackface.
They're the only white characters in the movie.
Oh, but they rub off the blackface halfway through.
No, they don't have blackface. They're the only white characters.
See, this is where they're like, yeah, you stupid raw bitch, and then they come up, they're like, we're actually white the whole time, and then they, like, rip it off.
They're like, what are white people in this universe?
They're like, oh my god.
You guys are cursed.
You pasty bitch.
You guys got some weird wizard curse going on.
That's how they save it. That's how they
say it. Oh, yeah, they distract off. Them. They rub, like, it off as some weird wizard curse, so it's, like, lost in the fantasy, and that way it's not racial.
We're actually white the whole time, and everybody knows that every white person's fantasy is to meddle in the black people's affairs. And they're like, well, shit, I guess that's fucking right.
Yeah, the whole thing has, like, been screwed up by the two guys that were blowing up Gandalf's fireworks. They were the masterminds. It wasn't Sauron. It wasn't fucking, you know, any of that shit. None of that matters.
No. Not at all. What, you think we're getting a sequel out of this?
It's
this
racist, is one and done. It's racist Jay and Silent Bob.
This is going to be the only movie in 10 years.
And they're only racist because they've got, like, some weird curse that Gandalf put on them, like, fucking 12 years ago.
Will Smith cursed all the black people to be racist?
Because they were, like, screwing around with his fireworks or something, or smoking his weed or whatever was going on.
Oh, they were smoking his weed. Yeah.
Dude, have you seen the
Why
original...
Why are you smoking my Viagra? I have to fuck that pig bitch off. She's a balding cunt. She has more hair on her pussy than the top of her head.
I have to use a plunger to get it. I gotta use a plunger on the back of her head.
Trying to get a dick out of this pussy.
Why is he, like, Australian now?
He's been Australian this whole time. That was the original bit.
He's, like, he's a black Australian wizard.
My Will Smith impression turned Australian, and I just rolled with it. on the good side, I figured out Australian.
God damn it. God damn
it. Yeah, trying to find a penis in his wife's pussy with a plunger.
No, I was talking about using it.
Who you cheating on me with?
Kevin Hart's in there.
Damn it, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's a little guy. He's like, it's like a little ball rug. Oh my god, we're going to fucking prison for this.
Holy shit, I found a fucking ball rug in your pussy.
Oh fuck, dude. No, I was gonna say I was gonna bring up the original like animated fucking Lord of the Rings. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit.
Yeah, like the beginning where fucking Frodo comes out the door because he hears a knock and he's like, "What's going on?" And then Gandalf just like quickly comes out. He's smoking that Zaza.
Shit, man.
He's like got the pipe in his mouth and like just smoke's going out and he's just like. Like that's how fucking Will Smith will make his appearance in the fucking the black casted version of Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Trying to think who the fuck he bought it from. Got this fucking weak ass weed, man.
I got this fucking weak ass all, bruv.
Weak ass.
I've got this weak ass all, bruv. It's pretty awful now, isn't it?
Fucking, it's a fucking rot ass.
Oh,
whack ass.
Some dwarf sold it to me.
Clip. I like clip as a.
I hate clip
for a weed.
Yeah.
Give me some clip.
Give me that gas.
Give me that gas. I like gas. Gas is pretty good. Smoke some clip and then I'm on my way. Oh, we forgot about musicians. We could probably fit Kanye in there.
We could dig up Michael Jackson for one more black casting movie.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
We could AI generate him into the movie.
Yeah. I mean, get Tupac in there. All the trees are just dead people.
Yeah. We'll just AI generate these fucking dead people into the movie.
Yeah.
That's not disrespectful at all in any shape or form.
All the trees are like famous black artists that have died, but for some reason Kanye is the leader.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the trees.
Yes, the trees.
I always forget about the trees in that fucking movie.
Yeah, the hawks are whites, by the way. The hawk is like fucking Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The big birds.
No,
did you vote? If you vote against me, you're not black anymore. It's fucking whack ass shit in the sky, huh? Fuck the DNC.
What the fuck are the birds political? This is supposed to be a progressive hood movie.
Federal.
The federal birds.
The federal birds, and it's Joe Biden and fucking Kamala Harris. The two blackest people we've ever elected, apparently.
I guess so, yeah.
Dude, it's so funny. Fucking when Kamala like got elected in the Senate or whatever, she was like the first Hawaiian woman, or first like Hawaiian woman to become Senate. And then she gets elected. It's like the first black vice president. Like nobody knows what a race is. Nobody knows.
She's like Puerto Rican or something. For all I know.
She's like fucking Congolese.
I don't even care.
No, I know. It's just funny. Funny little tidbit.
All right, I think we're at the hour mark.
Damn, fucking, man. That was good, man. Good fucking Black Lord of the Rings recast. just watch till that becomes a movie next fucking year. Yeah. Someone's going to remake Lord of the Rings with all black.
You know,
characters.
I got ops. They're listening. I'm schizo. Mm-hmm. They listen to me. I know someone's going to do that.
I mean, they're doing it right now.
They're doing it right now. They've already got people writing the movie.
And
us. We're not getting paid.
Would you accept that offer to write that movie?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
You look like a guy who would write that movie. Just saying.
You're a dick. You're a fucking dick. I hate you. I don't want to be your friend anymore. I'm telling mom.
That's fucked up, dude. Yeah, which mom?
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it is fucking toasty in here.
I know.
All right. Later, bitches. Huh?